Coaches, entrepreneurs, high performers, and all those who are striving to make a positive impact on your community, welcome to Elevate. I'm your coach, Colin Mason, and my mission is to help you feel more in control. Expect to see massive growth in your mindset. Expect to see a difference in your energy levels, and expect to discover how to create and maintain positive momentum. This podcast is designed to deliver action-packed strategies to help you systematically produce results that align with your ultimate vision. I can't wait to get started. Let's go. This podcast by Colin Mason is not financial advice, nor is it meant to be. It is merely a vehicle, a discussion about my current situation and the current way I'm viewing finances. Again, this is not financial advice, nor should it be taken as such. What is going on? Welcome back to Elevate. This is your host, Colin Mason, episode 182. I've been big into investing lately. I've really kind of shifted my identity over the past 6 months as I start to accumulate a surplus in terms of income to burn ratio. Income meaning money that's coming in, burn meaning the money that's going out through expenses. And the leftover is your surplus. And over the last 6 months, I've really worked on my identity as shifting from someone who survives and avoids debt to someone who is an investor, who uses his surplus to invest in things that are going up in value and that will provide me with a better life in the future. And so today I wanted to keep this kind of short. I wanted to make this little intro, and I want you to, if you get anything out of this episode, I want you to message me on Instagram, C Mason_20 on Instagram. Shoot me a message and just let me know if you want me to go more in depth with kind of the things that I've been learning and implementing into my life. But I really think this is something that I want to talk about. I really want to talk about this, and I want to have guests on that are in this mindset and that talk and operate and just learn and just operate from a place of investing. And I think if you're listening to this podcast, you are an investor. You may not be an investor in your money yet, in your fiat currencies yet. You may just be an investor of your time. And if you're listening to this episode, you are an investor of your time and energy, because you are putting time, energy, effort into listening to this to better yourself, to grow. So I want to commend you for that. So this episode, I just want to introduce you to a very, very basic concept. One of the most profound yet simple concepts when it comes to investing. And it's to have a thesis. And this may sound obvious, but to me, it was so profound. It was so mind-blowing, because in the world of investing, let's back it up a little bit. In the world of investing, there's so many shiny objects. There's so many new ways to make money. There's new ways, get rich quick schemes that are out there. Some people are. That's the thing. It's like some people are getting very rich off these things. But for the common person like me and you, we don't have that much capital to just toss in risk, in high risk things. Avenues, vehicles, if you will. So what I've learned and what I like to do is I like to sit down and think, and after I calculate what my income is, what my burn rate is, what my surplus is, I start to think about this concept called a thesis. And it's basically just having a solid idea about the long-term play of a certain asset class. Okay, let me just give you an example. Let me break down. So a thesis might be that my thesis, actually it is my thesis, and that's why I'm investing like this, is my thesis for crypto assets. Actually, no, let's back it up. Even one that's more simple, real estate, multifamily, single family real estate properties. My thesis would be that there will be families 30 years from now that want to live in a house and want to live and want to have a roof over their head. That's my thesis. My thesis is that people will want to and need to rent from a single family or a multifamily house or an apartment complex. My thesis is that in 30 years, long-term play, people will still want to and need to rent from a property owner. And so if that's my thesis, and I truly believe that from the bottom of my heart, I know and I believe that owning property, owning single family or multifamily or apartment complexes or any kind of real estate like that will be around in 30 years, then my thesis, if that's my thesis, then I will have no problem investing my money into that asset class because my thesis aligns with that. If I really don't think that people will want to have a roof over their heads in 30 years, then is me investing in that asset class or that specific investment, it just wouldn't be the smartest play. And so I use this concept of having a thesis when I look to invest. If there's a new crypto asset, and I'm really big into crypto assets right now, cryptocurrencies, crypto assets, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Chainlink, Polkadot, all of these different crypto, I like to call them crypto assets. My thesis is that technology is only getting better. Technology is only getting more advanced. People want rights to their own property. And they don't like how governments are spending up the wazoo and increasing the money supply, which in turn devalues the money. So if you know, and I'm sure you've heard this term before, but maybe you haven't learned too in depth, but inflation, right now in the United States where I'm from, the government has, I don't remember the exact number, so I don't want to mess it up, but it was something like we have printed it was like something crazy. It was like 30% of the money supply ever created has been printed in the last 12 months. Look that up, make sure that I'm right with those statistics, but it's something like 30% of all of the money supply in the United States, all US dollar creation from the inception of when it became a thing, 30% has been printed in the last year. And so we haven't really felt the effects of that hyperinflation that's coming, but it is coming. The devaluation of the US dollar is on its way, which is scary. It's really scary to think of that because let me just paint a very broad picture, a very basic picture, is that if you have $1,000 in your bank account right now, that $1,000 has the most purchasing power it will ever have at this exact moment. It will never have more purchasing power than right now. In a week, that $1,000 is going to be the purchasing power. You'll still have $1,000 in that bank account, but the purchasing power is going to be smaller. 5 years from now, that $1,000 due to this inflation, due to the devaluation of the US dollar, that $1,000 sitting in your bank account, the purchasing power is going to be something like $995, maybe more, or maybe less. I don't know the exact numbers, but it's this concept of the devaluation of the US dollar or fiat currencies. It's scary because the government, the Federal Reserve, whatever, the people who are controlling this whole thing, they can manipulate this situation and they can add more dollars in to the ecosystem, which in turn devalues the dollar for you. And so they're putting money in pockets of organizations and companies and governments to protect what is already going on. But in the process of doing that, it's devaluing the US dollar. And so it gets really scary when you think about the regular person like me and you who have all of our net worth in fiat currency, in our US dollars. And if we were to only sit on that, if we were only to save that money, we can't save enough money to outpace this inflation. We can't do it. And so we have to start putting money, our fiat currencies, we have to start converting them into appreciating assets. And so it just brings me back to have a thesis, have an idea, have a long-term plan on what you want to do with that fiat currencies. And again, I just want to reiterate, like, I am not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice at all. This is just me talking about the concepts that I've learned and that I'm executing on. And so have a thesis, have a good idea, start to think about in 30 years, will this asset class still be around? And the two the two that I have is that I want to put my fiat currency, I want to convert it into two places, which is small multifamily rental properties, duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes, and crypto assets, Bitcoin, Ethereum, etc. Because I believe that people in 30 years are going to be living in houses. And the need, and it's tricky because houses aren't just being made, or there's no more land that we are building on. And so housing is only getting more and more scarce. And as the population rises, more and more people are in need of rental properties. And so if I'm going to put my money in two places, one is going to be, for me, rental properties, small multifamily properties, or multifamily properties, not necessarily small, but single families, duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes, and crypto assets. Because my thesis is that technology is a one-way street. Technology is only going to get better, more advanced, more critical in the way we operate. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, let me just zoom out a little bit. If you don't think this, like, digital assets, digital currency is going to be a thing, going to be what is the new normal, I want to ask you, how often do you pay for goods and services with cash? How much actual cash, how many actual dollars do you have on your person? If you take a look at your entire net worth, your entire bank account, how many of that is actually in dollars, in cash, paper money that you can hold, physically hold? I can almost guarantee that it's a very, 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 very small percentage, and that the majority of your dollars that you have are in a bank account. And I would argue that that is a digital currency. Maybe I'm wrong with that assumption. But the fact that I can pay for a goods and service with a little card and get the goods and service, and I never have to give you cash, I never have to give you money, and it is digitally transferred from my bank account to yours, or my credit card to your bank account, my credit card company to your bank account, and then I pay my credit card digitally through my digital US dollars. It's all digital. Like, it's already here. It's already here. And so my thesis is that it's only going to get more and more prevalent, more and more useful to have digital assets, digital currency, especially decentralized. And I'm not going to get into crypto assets. Just go learn about it. Just go spend 3 hours. I would highly recommend Tom Bilyeu's series on crypto assets. Start with Raul Paul and go on to Anthony Pompliano and Michael Saylor. It's incredible what is going on. The world is changing. The world is adapting. And it's, people are recognizing that their property, which I'm talking about is US dollars, their property is starting to be manipulated. And people don't necessarily have full rights to that money. It's scary when, like, the bank or the government or whatever can make a decision and take a percentage of that property, of those US dollars. The bank at any time can say, actually, we're changing our fee structure and we're going to be charging you 2% of your entire portfolio with us. That's our new fee. Like, they can do that at any time. And the thing is, we need banks right now because there is not an infrastructure set up for us to operate with outside of the banking system. But with these crypto assets, it's a decentralized way. It's a way that we can step away from banking, central banking, major banking systems, and start to own the property rights to our own digital currencies and digital assets. And so just bring it back. I don't want to get down in a rabbit hole because I don't want to overwhelm you with everything. But if we take a look at, if you want to become an investor, let's say it like this, if you want to become an investor and you want to convert your fiat dollars, your US dollars or your pesos or your Canadian dollars or your euros, right? If you want to convert that money into appreciating assets, have a thesis. That's the basis of this entire thing, is have an idea or a vision for what you think that asset class is going to look like in 30 years. And if your thesis is that that asset class is not only going to be there, but it's going to be more valuable in 30 years than it is today, then that's a good bet. That's a good bet that you can put that fiat currency into that asset class. And so don't go down a rabbit hole of all these get rich quick schemes and all these different, all these different crypto assets or little alternate coins. Excuse me, all these little alternate coins or just little things. Don't get caught up in all those things. So just try to get rich quick. I am an investor for 30 years and I'm setting up my life so that I can be in better shape right now, or better shape in 30 years than I am right now. And how can I convert my fiat dollars that are going down in purchasing power? The valuation of my fiat dollars is plummeting. How can I take those that are getting lower in value? How can I put it into an appreciating asset that's going to get higher in value? And that's the name of the game. So I just wanted to introduce this concept to you because I'm going to be talking about a lot more, but I want you to message me on Instagram and just let me know if you want me to go more in depth on this, because I can kind of go down in a rabbit hole. And actually, what I want to do is I want to bring on guests that are in these spaces and start to interview them and talk to them about not necessarily the nitty gritty of investing, but just high level concepts, high level ideas, talk about their thesis, talk about what they're learning, what they're spending their time on, because I think it could be extremely valuable to me and you. And I think working on your money mindset is one of the most powerful things you can do because it is a resource. That's all it is. It's a resource that you can use to better your life and the lives of people around you. And I think you only become more of what you are. The more money you get, the more assets you collect and accumulate, you only become more of who you are right now. And so if you're a shitty person and you get $1 million, you're going to be a shitty person with $1 million. And so money doesn't fix you, but what it does is it just exacerbates who you are. And so it really, it really brings out the true you. So if you are a good person and you're listening to Elevate and you are a part of my community and you're a good person, I want you to keep working on that money mindset. I got a little sore throat, y'all. Apologies. I want you to keep working on that money mindset because what we can do as good people with more money is the potential for impact, I guess is what I'm trying to say, is there. It's massive. And so we should be trying to, the thing is, there's so much money out there. There are so many assets out there that what we're taking is not taking away from someone else. And I think that was a big thing that I had to overcome was if I have more money, that means other people have less money. And if that's the case, then I'm a bad person. It's cool. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. So I'm going to be talking more about money, be talking more about investments. And again, I just want to remind you that this is not a financial advice channel. I'm not a financial advisor, and nothing I say is meant to persuade you into spending or investing your money in certain areas. This is merely a discussion about the vehicles that I'm using to increase my wealth and convert my fiat dollars into appreciating assets. So with that being said, just message me on Instagram if this is something you want to learn more about, hear more about. And if you know someone, I guess this is crucial, if you know someone that is in this space or you think can contribute to this channel, hook them up with me, send them to me. And I want to introduce myself and start to get to know them so that I can have them on here and share it with y'all. So if there's anything else I could do for you, reach out, here to support you. And with that being said, have a thesis, have an idea, have a long-term plan, have a 30-year plan, zoom out 30 years. Are you putting your money in things that you're going to be happy with? I guess that's the best way to say it. Is will the future version of you be happy that you're spending / investing your dollars into that? Talk to you soon. Much love.